His name is Crew.
Ain't good looking.
BMX is his world. Rad is his way of life.
The world would be a lot better off without kids.
We're here for the biggest and most important bicycle motocross event ever held, L-Track.
This is a very important race.
The very finest riders in the country are here riding for some $100,000.
L-Track in this big town.
They gotta be kidding. This is a joke.
I really think I can get this one. I think I've got a chance.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
Everyone's on his case.
Get that. The paperboy thinks he's a pro.
He's nothing next to Bart Taylor.
He's got the style.
There's something about the way you ride so natural.
And he's going to prove it.
I've never seen such raw determination and talent in one kid.
Against the factory hotshots.
Looks like the local yokel's gonna race after all.
It's gonna take a miracle to beat this guy.
Against the big money fixers.
All you have to do is take out that kid.
Against impossible odds.
You scared now?
This guy doesn't even stand a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going for it all. Rad.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Mac and S Podcast, episode 79? Yeah, I think it is. But if it isn't, yeah. Welcome to the show. This week is, I'm going to give a stab at this commentary thing. I've listened to other podcasts where they sit and watch movies and cut up on it and talk about it while they're watching it. There was a Friday the 13th podcast that I listened to. The hell is it called? I can't remember. I listen to so many different Friday the 13th podcasts. It's not Return from Camp Blood. It's a different one. I cannot remember the name of it. But anyway, it's these two guys that cut up and watch Friday the 13th movies. Not just Friday the 13th. Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, I think they just watch. Well, then they watch other horror movies as well, but their main focus was Friday the 13th. But anyway, I decided to give it a shot. I'll be making fun of it and describing what's going on and the things I love. You'll probably hear some of the dialogue and everything in the background. But this is an awesome movie that I love. Came out March 21st, 1986, and this is Rad. Directed by Hal Needham, I believe. Rad, it was a movie released nationally in theaters on March 21st, 1986. It's an underdog story of how a hometown kid goes up against the BMX factory stars and dirty pool corporate types to finally realize his dream of topping the podium and getting the girl. And, you know, we all wanted that, especially in the 80s. You wanted to just be rad and get the girl and take on everybody that got in between you and your dreams, as well as the girl. But this is a movie. I think they shot it all up in Canada, I believe. I saw it when it came out. I remember that. But let me see. This is kind of the main cast. Bill Allen is Crew. The beautiful Lori Loughlin, she plays Christian. Adrian, Taya Shire, she plays Mrs. Jones, Crew's mom. And we got my favorite Martian, Ray Walston, he plays Burton Timmer. We got Alfie Wise as Elliot Dole, Jack Winston as Duke Best. He's like one of the upper high bad guys of the thing, as well as his little crew of BMX, not bandits or anything, but the bad guys of the BMX crew. The leader of the bad BMX guys is Bart Corner, I believe. He plays Bart Taylor. He rides for BM or Mongoose, and crew. He rode, I think he had his own team. It was just called Rad. And this movie is what it is. If you've seen it, you know what it is. If you haven't, I mean, it's not on DVD or anything. I mean, they only released it on VHS and Laserdisc. Laserdisc are those big giant record size DVDs for you kids that don't know. I think there's still some players out there that work. I know I can find laser discs every now and then. That's Thrashing. That's another one I want to do sometime. Thrashing, love that movie. I have that on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. But yeah, Rad was never released on DVD. I do have a DVD copy, but it is actually a rip from the Laserdisc. I picked this up at the Sinister Creature Con. I've seen these. It was on YouTube. I don't think it's on there anymore. But yeah, I mean, I saw this when we were walking. Mike and I were walking around through the exhibit hall, and I found it. So I just picked it up, and it's an awesome movie. Other than the main stars, we do have some awesome legendary BMX riders from the 80s. I believe some of them are stuntmen right now. Here's some of the main ones. There was a ton of them in it, but the main ones were Martin. Oh, you BMX guys are gonna butcher me for this. I know his face every time I see him, but I can never get his name right. And I guess I should have did a little more research on this. Looked on YouTube and seen how he said his name, but it's Martin Aperio. I think that's his name. You BMX guys know he is. And sorry about that, Martin. I remember saying your name back in the day, but it's been years. Jeremy Mosser, he played himself as well as Martin. They played themselves in it, but they were doubles, stunt doubles for the main characters. And Eddie the King Fiola, he played himself, and he was a stunt double for Crew. And I think he was a stunt double for Lori Loughlin during the dance scene, but I'm not too sure. Some quick trivia. There's a whole bunch of it on IMDb. I'm only going to read some of it. I already mentioned the DVD part. The original title for the film was called Balls Out. I don't think that would have went over too good. But then in the 80s, it was a different time. You probably could have got away with that. Jamie Clark, that's nothing. When it came to film the Hell Track scenes, it was the fall season. People were asked to remove their jackets to make it look like summer, and leaves on the trees were painted green. I never really noticed that. And while I'm watching this, I'm going to have to check it out. But yeah, I've noticed that some of these movies, they do that. They're supposed to film. I mean, it's supposed to be summer and everything. Like some of the Friday the 13th movies, it was supposed to be summertime and all that, but it was actually shot in the winter. And sometimes when the characters are in the water, they said it was freezing. And I remember one girl that got hypothermia, I think during filming part four, when she was doing a nude scene in the lake, and she had to be naked and all that, and then got sick. But anyway, the only song that was in the movie that wasn't on the soundtrack was the Charm King's song Caught Up in the Crossfire. And it says, because of this, the song is now lost. I'm sure if I heard it, I would know. The man who asked Crew to sign his cast is Rick Molinarino. I think that's his name. He's the owner of Standard Bikes. The character of Crew, loosely based off of Eddie Fiola, who did most of Bill Allen's stunts in the film. I've kind of figured that. I mean, if you know who Eddie Fiola is, I mean, he's definitely the king of BMX. And I don't know if he gave him that title, the king, or someone else. But from when I remember when I was growing up, my brother Jay, he was a really big fan of Eddie. And so was I. I mean, before I really got into skateboarding, I never had a bicycle of my own. So, but watching BMX movies and videos and this and that. Back in those days, it was kind of hard to come across stuff like that. Unless you went into, like, bike shops and they had it playing in there. But, yeah, I mean, there wasn't too much of it. It wasn't really bike BMXing and skateboarding were looked as like just fads and things that the bad kids do, just because we're out there having fun and they just think we're destroying. Yeah, we did destroy some stuff. I can't say we didn't, but they looked at BMX riders and skateboarders as the hoods, the hoodlums, the bad guys. And but BMX and skateboarding is not a crime, man. We were out there just having fun. We weren't hurting anybody. Yeah, we were damaging things, but we weren't out there killing and fighting in the streets. And but they did. People did think we were gangs. I remember there was a bunch of guys kind of in my neighborhood that rode BMXs, but I want to say they were a gang, but I'm not sure. I could be wrong. And people looked at us, me and all my friends, and we're on our skateboards in this big crew, and they always thought we were a gang. I know the cops called us one time, and we just laughed, and we all ran off. But there's these one dudes in this movie called Rod and Rex. They're twin brothers. And during the dance scene, they're wearing these crazy, I think they're gray suits. I mean, I'll get to it once I start the movie, but from this, it says they borrowed those clothes from the movie V, or the TV show that was on in the '80s on NBC V, which I was supposed to do something, a show on that, but I still am. It's coming. I think I mentioned it last year, but I'm eventually going to do that. But, in order to look like his stunt double, Eddie Fiola and Bill Allen had to dye his hair. Yeah, Bill Allen, his hair was kind of light, and Eddie's is real dark, so he had to dye his hair. But hey, it's all right. But I mean, like I said, if you know who Eddie's style of riding, you knew who he was. I remember everyone in the theater watching it, going, "Yeah, man, they knew who was on the screen." I mean, the same thing for me when I'm watching Thrashing. I know who's skating. Like Nodis, he is my favorite skateboarder of all time. There was a scene where they were skating down Hollywood Boulevard, and I could totally tell who Nodis was, just the way he rides and everything and the tricks he was doing. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about Thrashing. I'm here to talk about Rad. And what else do I want to say about this before? Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it. But I know there's probably more that I should be talking about. But what the hell is this? Yeah, it was written by Sam Bernard and Jeffrey Edwards. I told you all the cast. Hal Needham's the director. 86 and everything on them. But yeah, let me get into this before I start rambling on about something else. Oh, excuse me. It's early in the morning. Well, I guess it's not early in the morning. It's about almost 11. And how do I get this to work? I think it's right here. So let me. Here we go. I'm going to turn it up a little. You'll probably hear some of it in the background. Got a nice TriStar logo. I think there's some stuff. Movies, TriStar still out there putting in work, but I'm not sure. The 80s. I love it. It's just the music that that they had, especially back then. I could not tell you who did this. Jack Schwartzmanson presents. I remember looking up to see who did this theme song. And I know I came up with it, but I just looked it up, really. A Hal Needham film. I don't know if you guys can hear the music and everything. Rad. You got two guys on either a quarter pipe or a half pipe. I'm not sure. They're just doing tricks, endos, and oh man, some of these tricks I can't. John Farman, the ice, I think, break the ice is this theme song. One-handed, whatever you call it. See, I wasn't much of a BMX guy. I only did skateboarding. I mean, I rode bikes and everything with my friends, but nothing. Nothing too snazzy. I mean, I jumped off some jumps, but nothing too crazy. I assume those were called nose pickers. I remember that. And I remember endos and bunny hops. I remember that. I remember trying to do that one time and just popping my tires on the back of my car. This is a trick that I always loved. I think they were called, no, those weren't bunny hops. They was kind of like a pogo type of thing. The BMXs, they got pegs and everything on them. I mean, if you know what they are now, but yeah. They stand on the back tire and hop on one tire. I assume it's a skate park because there's a full pipe that these three BMX guys are riding. I think Eddie Fiola is one of them. I know that. Good one foot air. Ah, here he is, Eddie the King, GT, his sponsor. Him just doing some awesome tricks. And here's Martin. He's badass. Two other guys, I can't really tell who they are. Martin and Eddie, you can tell who those guys are. But it's just like a cool little BMX montage right in the beginning of this movie. I think the beginning is on YouTube. You can see all this awesomeness BMX 80s riding. Redline, Haro, GT, Mongoose. I remember all those. I remember my brother got a Mongoose for his birthday when we were younger. And then I always wanted one. Mongoose, I mean, you can still buy those. I know you can buy them at Walmart now. And hey, they're still good bikes, man. They've been, over 30, 40 years maybe. Who knows? But these bikes are super light. I know that. Because I remember my brother's bike was heavy. It was more of just a dirt bike. But these freestyle BMX bikes, man, and these are like $1,000 bikes. I mean, these aren't just ones you just go into Walmart or Target or whatever and buy. And these are expensive bikes. I remember my buddy had one. He had to get insurance on it. And I was like, insurance? Why? And that's when he told me, whoa, dyno. He told me that it was over $1,000. I was like, my mom and dad would never buy me no $1,000 bike. But who knows? Vans. Still going strong, Vans. The little low tops, the old school high tops. I'm actually wearing my Vans right now. My old school checkered Spicoli Vans. I'm all 80s today. You know me, I'm 80s anyway. Got my Spicoli Vans. Got my camo pants on. Sweet Rob, man. Just dedicated to you every time I wear my camo pants. And I got a Road Warrior t-shirt on. Ah, here we go. Just some van driving down the street. And I don't know if you guys can hear this. Paper route. I remember I did a paper route once just for my buddy D, his girlfriend. We did it one weekend. It was fun. But USA Today. I remember when that came out in the 80s. We got Crew, a couple other BMX guys. Oh, it's a guy and a gal. I can't remember their names. But that's what's funny about this. Every time you see guys on the bikes, they immediately start doing tricks riding down the street in this movie. Yeah, our crew and his crew just delivering newspapers. I don't know if you can hear the music, but it's just crazy 80s music, man. I mean, that's just the shit I love, man. But Crew, I'm sure he did Bill Allen. Did I say that's what his name was? I'm sure he did a lot of the writing, but none of the tricks. These movies make me laugh, though, because these guys are, like, doing tricks off of everything. And they try to hide ramps behind, like, bushes and stuff like that. And you know they're jumping off ramps. Now he's about to jump over a garbage can that goes right over a car. And he falls onto the hood of the car while this lady's backing up. She doesn't even notice it, much less hear it. And 80s, man. that's what this is. But in the lingo, when there's rad, gnarly, totally. Oh my god, yeah, I love it. Who delivers a newspaper to some guys in a rowboat? 7-Eleven. Awesome. Do those 7-Eleven guys still even wear the 7-Eleven polo shirts? I remember they did back in the day, but not now. Oh, let me just deliver this newspaper to a fire truck driving by. Oh, only in the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think they do any kind of like this stuff now. And any Hollywood people, you're listening to this, don't remake this movie ever. Just leave it the way it is. It's a timeless classic right now. But any of you people, put it out on Blu-ray, please. I would love a better copy. I mean, this copy is clear, but oh man, I don't know, man. I wouldn't be letting guys on BMX. Yeah, I wouldn't be letting guys be riding BMXs through my yard. With these movies, when you just know, let me just deliver this newspaper to the garbage truck passing by, and let me just jump on top of the garbage bin, that the big, huge garbage truck, so it can help me get over this fence. Ah. This movie's... Oh, my God. Now, let me just ride through the store. Let me ride through the store on my bike so I can deliver this newspaper to the store owner. As the store owner opens the door for me. Ah, here he is. My favorite Martian. Okay, let me come to this fence. And luckily there's a trap door. And a huge sign for 7-Eleven presents Hell Track. It's just a local race, and Crew was looking at it, shaking his head, knowing he wants to be a part of it. But that thing was all for factory riders. Oh my God! Ah, now we got the preppy boys of the '80s. And here he comes, this little ruffian. Yeah, okay. Let me jump over the preppy boys. Luckily, there's a ramp there for them to jump over him. But, the 80s. I love it. The girls' hairstyles, the feathered hair, the neon colors. but you got the metal kids. I see Motley Crue and Iron Maiden. T-shirts. What the hell are his friends' names? I can't remember. I'm probably going to be fast-forwarding through some of this, too. I don't want this show to be too long. But... Oh, my gosh. Ladies, any ladies listening to this, how come you guys don't dress like this anymore? I didn't like the short haircuts. I didn't like that. I'm a long-haired guy. here we go. The townspeople that hate everything that the youth of today do. But they are talking about the Hell Track thing that they want to put up. The mayor, I'm sure. Let me see if I can fast forward some of this. I don't know if I can or not, but... Oh, duh. Yeah, I can. And these are just people that are just trying to describe what's going on the town that's representing the Hell Track, because these people want to come in and want to raise money, but then these politician businessmen type of guys are just out for themselves, just want to make up money. I'm fast forwarding this part. It just seems it's pretty much what's going on. We go back to Crew and his crew. And they got this nice little clubhouse and eating their Kix cereal. I remember my mom, that's all she used to buy. Looking at BMX Action magazine. I like their little clubhouse, man. It's just full of BMX pictures all over the wall. Our clubhouse would have pictures on the wall, but it wouldn't be a BMX guy's. Crew, he's got that a red bandana around his right leg, the Chachi Arcola style. And here it comes, the typical asshole cop that harasses the BMXers in this movie. He kind of looks like Iron Sheik, a little bald motorcycle cop. In this scene's, oh my God. That's what the bandana's for. He rolls it down his leg because it's on his upper leg part. And he rolls it down on his crank side so it does his pants don't get caught up in the chain and everything. Harley Davidson. I'm not a motorcycle rider, but I would get a Harley if I was rich enough. But here they go. The chase scene. The cops chase. Well, this one cop is chasing the crew. And they're like in a... Not a lumber yard, but look like. Oh, I guess it is a lumber yard. Never mind. They're hauling ass. The cop is chasing them, looking around. They're hiding behind bales of 2x4s and 4x6s or whatever the hell you call those things. But The music. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Let me give you a little taste of it. Cruz on top of all the 2x4 bales, and he's jumping and from bale to bale, and the cops down on the lower thing, and the cops running around. They're just, luckily everything is strategically set up so they can land and go down these things and everything, much less climb on top of them. You either just jump up and pull your bikes. Now he's riding on top of logs. I'm sure some of you extreme biker guys could do this, but I don't know about these 80s bike BMX bikes. And these are logs. These aren't just bales of 2x4s that are flat. These are like bumpy, but I'm sure there's, well, it looks kind of rough, but I'm sure there's some kind of like sheet wood or something on there so they can kind of make it smooth. He rides all the way across, drops off the bottom. The cop's still looking for him. He actually jumps over the fence so the cop can't get him. Now Cruz just cruising down the road, listening to, well, he's not listening to it, but the soundtrack that's playing. The cop looks at him, and then he smiles. I think it's something that they just do all the time. He chases them or whatever, but only in the 80s. Oh, I love the acting in this. Ass sliding? What the hell's that? What? That's cool, though, man. Just riding down the street with your bros and your broettes. Oh. Kid, little elementary school kids making hell track signs. I'm surprised they let him write hell. Damn, this kid's ugly. And he's wearing a Bart Taylor shirt. Bart Taylor's the asshole BMX guy. Damn, that kid's ugly. Redhead kid, ginger boy, I think that's what you call him. Freckles. Oh. Cruz's sister starts going after that redhead kid. There's always these mean kids in school. They're making Bart Taylor signs too, saying Bart rules and all that. And Cruz picks up his sister, takes her home. She's standing on the back pegs. Oh my God, his dye job is not good. You can totally tell. His eyebrows don't match his hair. But I don't know. That Bart guy's pretty good, Wes. That was the thing. I think they got away in the 80s. Well, they do now. I mean, they do so much. They're letting little kids cuss and all that. Those are always awesome. Yeah, these kids. I don't know, man. They're just riding all over people's lawns on his bikes. I mean, nowadays, I mean, these idiots are just beating up kids for walking across their lawn. I don't want to get into that. That's another show, a video that I've seen. The lovely Adrian Balboa. Tyus Shire. That's all I see her as. I never see her as anything, even when she's... she one of the Corleones in Godfather? I think she is. Someone's probably yelling at me. But I've always loved Tyus Shire. She's beautiful. I don't know if she acts anymore. I don't know, but I just remember the scenes from Rocky Balboa. Was that the one? Yeah, I was crying my eyes out when Rocky was remembering the flashbacks of them. Here we go. Nothing much going on. We're only about 18 minutes into this and like almost 30 minutes into my show. Oh, it's Crew want. Crew wants to do hell track, but Adrian ain't having it. She just doesn't want him to do it. Thinks it's just too dangerous for him. But here, fill out this. That's why she doesn't want him to do it. The qualifying matches are. For Hell Track is on the same day as his SAT, test. I never took it. The Saturday afternoon test. Yeah. I can't remember what it stood for anyway. But I just remember Dream a Little Dream, Corey Haim saying Saturday afternoon test. But anyway, I do understand what Adrian's talking. I'm going to call her Adrian. She ain't having it. We just found out that his crew's dad passed away. But he's a BMX guy, man. He's just following his dream. He's following his dream. But his mom ain't having it. She wants him to take a test. Ah, little makeshift quarter pipe they made in the park. And a jump ramp that goes right onto another kind of a loading ramp with six mattresses on them in a park right next to a pool, play structure, swings. And Cruz got a lacrosse helmet on. But hey, he's got a helmet on. But I doubt the town would let you just build up these ramps. Super dangerous ramps right in a park where kids can play and ride and hurt themselves. But I guess that's how they roll in Canada. It's supposed to be in America, but I think this is, I know they filmed it in Canada, but awesome music again. Oh, I'll give it to these stunt guys. He just jumped right off the ramp onto the, to a back flop onto the, mattresses on the ramp. And now we got, I guess, the parade to bring on Hell Track. And we got it's a grand prize. It looks like a Trans Am, 80s Trans Am, not the old school Bandit ones. I'd rather have that one than these 80s Firebird ones. Ah, here come the bad guys. What the hell's the bad guy's name? My Favorite Martian and the other bad dude. The Shriners, they're rolling around. What's the bad guy called? Bart Corner, Bart Taylor. That's the actor, Bart Corner. Oh jeez. There's a big huge semi trailer rolling down. There's a BMX guy on top doing wheelies and tricks and waving, and the beautiful Lori Loughlin. And there's Eddie and Martin, GT boys, Haro, Dino. I think no Dino Haro. I think Haro is something else, but GT Dino, I know that. Eddie looks like he's just sitting on his handlebars, and Martin's doing some whips. And these two twin guys, ugh. The feathered hair and the huge 80s hair that the girls with gallons of Aquanet. Ah, I love that. Hey, any of you listeners do that? Any of you girls from the 80s that still do that? Send me a picture of you. I love, not fully clothed, please. And but tease up that hair. I remember that. The groupies. I don't know what the BMX groupies were called, but the skate ones were skate betties. Ah, I love them. I miss them too. Yeah, let me just give you a kiss there. However, a teenage girl, and she kissed him, hit Bart, and now he's at Lori Loughlin's truck, and like, hey baby, whispered something into her ear, and she rolls up the window on him. Oh, Lori Loughlin, she aged so good. Don't even look like she's aged. She still looks exactly the same. She popped on a Fuller House. But these fucking twins. Oh, please. Is that where Cena got the AA from? Jeez. Oh, this lady's trying to get through with a parade crowd. I'm sure there's other roads around all this, but she has to go right through the middle of the parade just to get home. Because her cakes are in the oven. Ah. Nice station wagon. I think if I was ever a jillionaire, I'd buy me a station wagon just because. Whew, damn, Lori Loughlin, you're hot. What's her name in this? Christian. Oh, let me crew. Let the cops there and crew the guy, Iron Sheik cop, sees crew and crew takes off. But let me just jump on somebody's hood and ride over their windshield to get away from the cop in front of millions of witnesses. Right on. Only in the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be saying that a lot this episode. Ah, back to high school. I miss the 80s. Some people go, would you do, if you can go back in time, I don't know if I'd do all of high school again, but I'd probably definitely do my senior year again. And still know everything I know. I would definitely do it. Make a movie about it in Hollywood. But I don't know who you would cast as me. I'd have to look at some young native guys. Oh. Yeah, rad. I don't know. He's the crew. Oh, bitch. Crew is asking this chick out to go to the dance. Come on, guys. Any of you young guys that are listening, you don't bring sand to the beach. Don't ask girls to the dance. You just show up to the dance and dance with everybody there. Our high school dances, everyone's all dressed up, wearing ties and jackets, and girls are all dressed up in snazzy ball gown type of thing. This ain't a prom or nothing. What is just a high school dance? Shit, we just showed up as is. I mean, I showed up in whatever I wore that day to school. Maybe I changed my t-shirt, but. Oh, my God. I love how they get the music for these movies. They just get like me. Hey, Nez, we want you to write this song so we can play it in our movie. All right, cool. And crew. He's outside waiting for that girl on his bike. That's what I love. Ah, Lori Loughlin. There she is in a little sparkly sequins black top. No, let me just start doing some BMX tricks while I'm waiting for this girl. And why is the grand prize Firebird out in the parking lot of the high school? Here are these two idiots in their V outfits. Let me just do it. That's what these movies, how they just clear the dance floor for the main guys to start dancing. Oh, my God. The music and these guys dancing. Here, I'll give you a taste of the music. Oh, this is 1986, probably 1985. I do not remember seeing anyone dance like this and have dance routines. Oh, never ever have I seen a dance routine at a dance. But then again, this is the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. But these V outfits, man, they're amazing. I wish they were red. They'd even be better. But I think they did have gray. I'm going to have to watch that all over again. And you typically, when you go to these dance parties or at school and they have drinks and everything, it's just punch and soda or whatever. I remember that. But these guys are like drinking punch out of glass little cups, unless they're plastic ones. I don't know, man. This is crazy, crazy. What the fuck is going on here? Those two twins are killing me in their V outfits and their dance routines. Whoa, what the hell is this gal wearing? Super tight leopard pattern jumper or whatever the hell you call it. Oh, that hair. I love it. And the bright red lipstick. Nothing better than that. I don't know. Maybe this is just a Canada thing, but I never knew any girls that dress like these wannabe girls, the main ones and all that. But I did the background girls. Yeah, I remember seeing those a few times. But why the fuck is everyone dressed up to go to this dance? White crew's outside doing BMA. Oh, here comes Lori Loughlin. She wanted to get into the show. So she comes riding up on her BMX and jumps over crew's bike. Oh, now she's like doing the. She's standing at the entrance to the gym. This is all at the high school, if you don't know already. So she follows, so she's kind of like doing the, oh God, doing the come here to crew, and she rides in, onto the gym floor with her bike and bicycle boogie. Oh my God, this scene is just, oh, go on YouTube and look up BMX dance scene and just rad BMX dance scene crew and Lori Loughlin and let me get a really good look at this now that I know that Eddie was doubling for Lori. Send me an angel, can never go wrong with that. Yeah, let me play you some if you don't know what that song is. But they're doing, oh my God, this is awesome. Lori Loughlin doing her best slow motion pose. Send me an angel. Oh, that's awesome. This is priceless. They don't make films like this anymore. Go check it out on YouTube. You have to see this if you don't know what I'm talking about. The BMX. Now that is Eddie. You can totally tell now. Oh my God. This is awesome. Who the hell sings this song? Let me see. The main bad guy wants to know who the businessman. Oh my God. This is crazy. Real life. That's the. Wait, who? Highly Suspect. This is from the album The Boy Who Died Wolf. Oh my God, is that? Australian New Wave Band. Oh. Hey, Josh, what are you doing? Ugh. I don't know. It's crazy. I do love this song, though. But just the tricks they're doing. I love it when they show the actual actors, Bill Allen and Lori Loughlin. You can totally tell it's their bikes are on something. And they're just, it's all slow-mo too, but trick-wise, who the hell would let them, well, it is a BMX function dance thing, so I assume they were like, oh, okay, this is part of the show, let these guys come in and dance on their bikes. Oh my God, he jumped up onto the balance beam doing nose pickers, I guess that's what you call them. I don't know these BMX tricks, ladies and gentlemen. I am a thrasher, skateboarder. Oh, Lori Loughlin, I love you. If you're listening, Lori, give me a call. Jeez. Come on, you should be wearing Vans all the time, not Converse. Nothing against Converse, but I did have some. Not those Chuck Taylors. I had like Cons that I used to skate in, mainly for ankle support. But then once I got a job, I started to buy Vans because my mom wasn't buying me Vans. She bought me whatever was on sale, and Cons were on sale at Copeland's. 2 for $20, if you can remember that. And that was a deal. I remember buying Air Jordans 2 for $20. First ones that came out. The red and black ones, the blue and black ones. Copeland's in San Leandro by Bayfair Mall. Right across the street from the skate station. Dance is over. Everyone comes around, Lori and crew, and they're all clapping. And crew's just standing there, one hand on his hip. Yeah, I'm a stud. Damn, Lori, your hair. That's the best. I love it. What the hell is... I take it there's no people of color in this town. I mean, I'm not starting anything, but I'm just pointing out the obvious. Lori looks like she wanted a kiss from crew and he took off. Oh, my God. Fucking Duke. Or not Duke. Bert. No, not Bert. Keep getting everyone. Bart. That's his name. I mean, he's a straight pimp. Rolls into the cafe with two blondes on his arms. What an asshole. Chicks are hot, though. Take it they didn't wear bras in the 80s. And it seems, looks like it's a little cold in there. I love how these BMX guys just wear their sponsors like everywhere they go. Oh, he's clearing out the locals just so they can put these fucking BMX chumps. Ah, crew works there. Gotta work, man. Gotta earn that money. Oh, Diet Coke cans. They don't even look like those anymore. Here they go, back in the park on these makeshift ramps doing these tricks onto the mattresses. Damn, Lori. Okay, these girls. Oh, well, there's a pool next door, so never mind. I'll say these girls are just laying out in bikinis in the park. But no, the two hot ones that were with Bart. I see Eddie in the background. Damn, Eddie Fiola, he's fucking rad. Crew in his... Hey, man, at least it's safety first, man. He's got that lacrosse helmet on. Crew's trying to do a backflip on the bike. And Lori Loughton hyped him up. Now the guys are moving the mattresses so he can land. Here he goes. Bust it, boom. Oh, went too far. Flipped all the way around, but went too far. For you younger listeners, you watch X Games and all that now, and they do those double, triple flips like it's nothing. This was one of the first times they've done this in a movie. And I mean, this is the first time I saw it was in this movie, and we all flipped out. I mean, they show it in the trailer. They don't show them land, but they show them flip. Ah, boom. Lands his first one. Ah, Lori in her nice little jump or sweatsuit. Turquoise sweatsuit, and Crew in his old beat up cut off sleeve sweatshirt with another sweatshirt under it. I don't know where they are, but I guess they're saying it's supposed to be summer, but they're walking, and way in the background you can see snow in the mountains. Well, it's summer here, and you can see in the mountains, snow in the mountains still here. They'll probably be up there all summer. Winter's only 2 months away, so enjoy the heat while you can, ladies and gentlemen. Damn, those bikes. I mean, they're so... I mean, those bikes for then, 86, were badass, but the ones now, 2017, oh, man. The expensive ones, not the Walmart. Not saying the Walmart ones are no good. Those are good bikes. I'm not bashing those. If I buy myself a bike, it's definitely going to be from Walmart because I'm not paying $1,000. But I won't get a BMX bike because, oh, the music, the love music in these movies. Listen. When that music comes on, guys, you know, I'm talking to you younger guys, you older guys know. That's when you make a move, and Crew's making a move on, what the hell is Lori's name? Christian. They're going down this, it's like a slide that goes into the lake, and there's water, and they're fully clothed in the wintertime, supposedly this summer, and I'm sure that water is freezing. But, yeah, let me just get all wet, fully clothed. Oh, my God. Hey, awesome. That's how we rolled in the 80s. Oh, they must have been out there a while because they look completely dry now. Well, now they're back in the water again. But the music, man, you can't beat it. None of this music.
You know, I've been all over the world. I don't think I've ever seen such beautiful country.
Yeah, that's right. Let me just hug you. I hardly know you, but let me hug you. From behind. Jeez. I guess you are, huh? But I remember, dude, as a young Mac Nez, what was I, 15 in 86? Well, maybe it's There were girls were there. Yes, they were, but it just didn't. I was too busy doing other things. Too busy skating and whatever else I was doing. I think baseball at the time. No, I think my baseball career was over by then. I know, yeah, it was over before I was a teenager, but I did play ball. My soccer career was over. I know that was done before I was a teenager. My swimming career was over before I was a teenager. I guess I did all my sports at a younger age, but once I got into skateboarding, I just quit everything. I didn't quit school. I finished. So you young guys listening, go to school, graduate, go to college, and do something yourself. Ah, that first kiss. No place more romantic than on a riverside with the river sounds in the background. And here comes crew. Oh, let me just leave my bike right outside, not chained up or anything. Must have been a trust in town in these days. You leave your bike out there now, I'll be gone in seconds. Oh, he works at a deli. Thought it was a cafe. My bad. Ah. Crew. He's getting ready to do Hell Track. Let me go up from up a little, because there comes some smart ass prep boys talking shit to him and crew. Now he's filling out his application to do the qualifying round for Hell Track. We're at the qualifying parks. Vans, Dino, Redline, Powerlight. Never heard of that. Mongoose. Bart and his guy. GT. There's Martin and Eddie. Oh, man. I'm sure a lot of these guys, they do wear sponsors. I mean, but not like they do now in the 80s. And maybe in those BMX racing that those guys still do. But I'm not sure. But this main bad guy is trying to just, he's just all about money. He don't care about his riders. He doesn't care about the town. He just wants to get paid. Hey, we all want to get paid. But this is a big, huge thing, and everyone's a part of it. So they're showing it on TV, and Adrienne's at home washing her clothes. And, yeah, all the factory riders are all dressed up, and Cruz just in his own little clothes he just threw on when he got crawled out of bed. Yeah, definitely, man. And wear your safety equipment. I know I don't always do when I'm skateboarding, but I should. I just bought some knee pads when I was down at Mike McGill's skate shop in Sonatas. I got a helmet, though, a burn helmet. Ah, here we go. It's a race. Awesome music, and just, I think, like 10 guys just hauling ass on their BMX bikes. They're not on a BMX track. They're like racing through the park. This is just a qualifying, mainly just a who's the fastest. Eddie Fiola, you could see who he's got, like a mohawk type of thing on top of his bike. Or not his bike, his helmet. The music. And these guys hauling ass on their bikes. It gets me hyped. Awesome. Crazy. But yeah, those twins being dirty knocked some guy off the trail and fell into the lake. All these people lined up along watching this race. It's probably like the whole town. But Bart is leading the way. I like it how some guys are just trying to do tricks along the way instead of just hauling ass. Guys go down on their bikes. But Bart is leading the way, and those two twin dudes are right behind him. What the hell are those twin guys' names? Oh, what happened? What happened? Oh, here we go. Here comes Bart Taylor coming in first. Reynolds twins. Chad and Corey Hayes as Rick and Rod Reynolds. Oh, Crew's not in it yet. I think he's in the second heat. Oh, Heat 3. Uh-oh. It's on TV and everything. Adrienne sees it after she told him not to do it because he's supposed to be taking his SAT test. But everyone knows who he is. So they're all rooting for him. The typical haters at some bar talking shit about crew. They're up. There they go. The green flag's down and off they go. They're all racing down the street. Crew, you can totally tell who he is in his lacrosse helmet. And doesn't have a factory rider's stuff. You're watching Rad. I-N-H-D. I don't know. On my DVD copy, there's a little thing in the corner. This isn't burned from a laser disc. This is like they recorded off a cable or something. Lies. Deceit. But it's a clear copy, so I'm happy. I would have been happy if it was a VHS burn. But they're hauling down the little hiking tracks. There's cement. Then now they're in the dirt. And the Reynolds brothers being dirty. And that guy wiped out and bent the frame on his tire. Reynolds. I don't know which one that is, but they're both assholes. Oh, that dude wiped out into the lake. Yeah, the Reynolds twins, man. They're the dirty work. They're the dirty guys. Why Bart is hauling out. Here comes crew coming in. Looks like he's battling for fifth. Fourth. Boom. He comes in fourth. Bart's first. The Reynolds twins are second and third. And Cruz right in fourth. Well, he qualified. And then he's doing it. He had got to qualify again. I don't know how many times I have to qualify. But, oh, man. You got to be in good shape to do all this. I know damn well I could. I can probably do the track, but not fast. Especially when they're jumping down these little step-type things out in the dirt. But the music right here should be getting you hyped. I like how they just... The filmmakers must have just went, this looks like a nice trail to race on. It looks like just a walking path. Right into the main street of the park. This heat crew comes in second. He's got to race again. He's all tired. Whoa, 12th race. There they go. Luke. I remember the face. Luke, the hell's his name? I can't remember. I think this is the guy I'm thinking of. Oh no, that's his buddy. My bad. His buddy wiped. He's the one that bent the wheel frame. They have the regular spokes rims, and then they have the all plastic or whatever those rims are called. I always liked those. I thought they looked cool. I don't know if they still make those. I don't know. Oh, crew goes down. Ooh, then he gets fucking head chopped by another guy on a bike. I love how he just jumps right back on his bike and just gets right back into the place he was after he wiped out. It was probably like dead last for a second. But this is his hometown, so I'm sure he knows this track by heart. So, here he goes. Trying to pull ahead. Ain't doing all this in the dirt. He had to wait till he got to the cement. Now, let me just do some bunny hops so I can get closer. coming in second. It's all right. He made it. He qualified. Everyone's happy. Let me just throw my bike on the ground real quick. The local guy, local news channels, start filming him. Uh-oh. Here comes Adrian, and she ain't having it. She's about to read him his rights. My mom don't play that shit. She would have fucked me up right in front of everybody. Crew's sister, just cussing away. Like Tanner Boyle from Bad News Bears. 70s people. Speaking of that, I should do Bad News Bears. Uh-oh. Tell him, Adrian.
You try to understand? The only thing I'm good at is riding this bike. SATs anytime, maybe in 6 months. But this is the only opportunity I'll ever have like this. I started out as 1 in 1,000. Now it's 1 in 20. Now to give that up, I think that would be very self-destructive.
I want you to make me a promise that in 6 months you'll take those SATs no matter what.
No matter what, I promise.
Oops. Sorry, dropped my microphone. Adrian, she's better than my mom. My mom would have slapped me up in front of everyone. But then again, I would have did that test because I'm scared of my mom. Nah. Still conspiring on how to get rid of crew. Oh, that's that one dude from, he's in Cannonball Run, I know that. Crew back at work. Let me fast forward some of this. Everyone's happy for crew. Giving him some love. Ah, crew goes outside and those two hot twins. Come on, crew. Let me go talk to this dude and let these two hot blonde girls, 80s blonde girls, just leave. Here we go. Is this Duke Best? Is that his name? I think so. Can totally tell these two blonde girls aren't from this town.
You know, it is really pretty. I hope Bart likes it. You've got to be kidding. How pretty I am. Come on.
You don't understand. It's a chance of a lifetime.
Yeah, he's trying to get crew to be a part of his crew. Don't listen to him, crew. He just wants to use you for your talent. Ugh. What the hell, Duke? What the hell are you wearing? A sweater over your polo type shirt? Or... Oh my god. Yeah, this guy's ringing out Bart. Ah, I think Bart's being the asshole the whole time, but now that he sees there's a bigger asshole, the dude that's funding the whole thing. Oh, excuse me. He's his main sponsor, really. Schwinn. I think they're still going strong. Day of the Hell Track. Uh-oh. The guy's security's question. Crew wants to know who his sponsor is. Uh-oh. Just found out. He needs a sponsor or he can't race. And the little lackey of the main bad guy brings out the rule book. Ugh, Duke's little crony. Ugh. Crew. Just punch him in his face. Ugh.
What's that mean?
I love Lori Loughlin, but I've never met a girl named Christian. But hey, name your kids what you want. Just don't name them Airplane or Tire Jack or something stupid like that.
Do you want to tell me what that was all about?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Crew's breaking it down to Lori or Christian. I don't know what's the situation when Duke told him to, look, you need to ride for me or you're not going nowhere.
It's pretty simple. Sponsor pays for your expenses and then you can
look at that. Yep. I don't know if you can hear all the dialogue in the background, but
he obviously races for Coke.
She's trying to tell him he needs a sponsor. Get your gear together, boy. If you want some of this, you better get a sponsor. She's not saying that, but that's just how I think. he's all mad. Crew's gonna do it his own way. Gets it new. I'm gonna fast forward, and all his friends are like, you know what, you can make it yourself. Make your own sponsor. So all his friends in high school start making Crew Rad Design or whatever. That's what they're in the high school print T-shirts. Rad Racing. That's what his factory thing. And the girls in the home ec class are making his BMX riding gear. Awesome. Here we go. Then we got the Reynolds and Duke. They're all pulled up to the hell track. Oh, these Reynolds boys, what the fuck are these guys wearing? Oh, that hair. I had kind of hair like that. Not that bad, but I would pull my hair back. Wasn't always long. But these guys, the fucking 80s assholes is what you get. Let me fast forward some more. Christian and Christian and Crew are just messing around practicing. They go riding in the park, then they go jumping their $1,000 bikes into the river or into the lake. That scene's over with. I'm just fast forwarding some of these parts, and we get to the race. Bart sees that Crew has his whole little sponsor tent type of kiosk thing. And he's just selling his gear. Uh-oh. Here comes Duke. Getting ready to talk shit to them.
Only an American can a group of young people take the bull by the horns and make something happen. I'm proud of you, son.
Hey, you gonna blab or you gonna bop?
Crew's little sister talking that shit. But they're trying to.
How much are the shirt?
$10. Uh-oh.
That's a lot of money. How many do you sell?
48.
Yes, we are. We certainly are.
10 times 40. What is that? Because I don't know. $480? Is that what he said? Uh-oh. Breaking out more rules of the book for him.
According to Hell Stretch Bylaw number 8, to be eligible, a rider must be sponsored by a company with at least $50,000 in sales. Simply put, it means no 50,000, no race. It is a new rule. And you come here, I'll show you.
These fucking rules that they're just bringing out just because. See, they just doing him dirty. Yeah, Crew's sister ain't no joke. Kicking that fool in the shins. But that's what they do, man. Just because you, the big guys, and Bart's watching, the big guys roll up, want you on your team. And if you don't go with them, then they start to make it hard for you. But my favorite Martian, Ray Walston, is looking on. Uh-oh. Let me fast forward some more. But my favorite Martian basically is going to be the bailouter for Crew. He's going to sponsor him because he's got a bike. business or something. He's got some kind of business. I can't remember. But he basically tells crew that, yeah, I'm going to sponsor you. So, yeah. So he's all happy, and now he gets to be in the race. So I assume this is race day right now because we're coming down to the last 20 minutes of the movie. Yep. Yeah, let me go forward a little more. More of the town. People are mad because they're saying that. They want to help crew, but the townspeople or some of the mayor or whoever doesn't want to. But then the cop steps up. Yeah, we can help them. And then everyone cheers and they're all ready. We're giving you the money for this and that. So they're basically sponsoring him, too.
You?
Uh-oh.
All you have to do is take out
this kid. Duke is telling the Reynolds boys that they need to take out crew in the race. So, Bart Taylor could win.
And all you have to do is win.
Because other than Mongoose, Duke Best is sponsoring Bart and his crew, him and the Reynolds boys. There's always these shady assholes in the cut. Yeah. Bart's finally seeing that his sponsor guy, that Duke, is just a shady out for money. But we'll see. Let's get to the race. There's more yapping of this and that. I cannot remember this guy's name. He actually, it's a real BMX rider, and he broke his leg because he was doing a stunt double for crew, and he really broke his leg while they were making this, and they put him in there. He was who he was, and he was really he really broke his leg. So they show him, he's just sitting there, and the crew signs his cast. All right, we get to Hell Track. The track is kind of your typical, not really, but kind of the BMX track, but there's some crazy things they added. But the beginning, it looks like a 25-foot drop on this kind of slanted thing. Let me go back a little. Let me get you hear some of this. These are the real bikers.
Here's the starting field. Riding for Team Hutch from Canada, Jeff Ingram. For Team Robinson from San Diego, Richard Fleming. Robert Loop of Los Angeles for DK Racing. The Powerlite racer, Danny Millweed. From the Red Line team from Torrance, California, Scott Clark. Canada's Kirk Behan is qualified for Norco and Super Sacco. Martin Aparijo for GT. Glenn Adams out of Utah will be riding for Bayon Bikes. The pedal power rider is Chris Phoenix. For Team Robinson, it's Travis Chipray.
Ah, what happened? I think I pushed a button. And I jump forward right when they're about to get to Eddie the King. Now, let me see. Mike Rapahio. I think that's what he said at that guy's in the Martin. Here we go.
For Team GT, Eddie Fiola, as well as Kevin Hall from Texas. For the Skyways team, it's Richie Anderson. Riding for Vans is Beetle Rosecrans from Honolulu. And for Team Hutch Hollywood, Mike Miranda. Team
Those are all the real riders in this. The real riders and basically all the stunt riders for the guys in there for the Reynolds brothers and Bart and crew and Christian. But this, yeah, 25-foot drop. I'm sure you can watch the end on YouTube if you can't picture what I'm talking about. But, excuse me. I don't know, man. I could probably ride through the rest of this. Well, maybe not now because I'm just old and fat. But I think in my younger youth, I doubt I could. I'd be too scared to drop down that 25-foot drop. It's not straight down. It is kind of slanted, but I don't know if I have that much control on a bike. It doesn't look that steep, but I don't know. Here they go. They go racing down the thing right into a jump right at the bottom. All hauling ass. Crew out in front. Looks like there's like 20 riders in this little track doing the turns and the little jumps, going under some tunnels and over bridges and jumping. This track is crazy. I'm sure the ending is on YouTube, like I said. Check it out. But yeah, crew is leading the pack right now. And from what you remember, what I said earlier, Duke told the Reynolds boys to take out crew so Bart could win. Those mogul jumps. I can't even do the moguls on a snowboard. I do that too. There's this one thing that looks like a cereal bowl that they go dipping into and out of. Yeah, just some thing. Yeah, it looks like it is a cereal bowl because you can see the General Mills logo on the side of it. But guys are falling out of the cereal bowl. They can't do it. You got to hit that thing full speed. Looks like it. But the jumps they got in these things, man, you got to do a lot of pedaling. This thing looks crazy. It's like a dip up, wood dip jump up to another platform. Looks like you got to haul ass to get up to that thing. Uh-oh, some of these bikers can't make it. Whoa, that dude just flipped off. The other guys are getting to the top but still crashing. Duke Best is on looking. Then I don't know how many times they have to do it, but now they're at the back at the main 20-foot drop. Bart and crew are out in the front, and they're going just battling for first and second. The Reynolds boys take out crew. He goes flying off a corner. My favorite Martian flips off Duke Best. Crew jumps back in. I couldn't even tell you how many people passed him after he flipped out of the track. But Bart is leading the front, riding for Mongoose, as well as the Reynolds boys, doing a quick little tabletop endo or whatever you call those things. But I'm sure it's not a tabletop. Wrong trick. I love how whoever the stunt guy is riding for crew right now, or any of the actors, they all have everyone else you could see their faces clearly, but the four guys, the Reynolds boys, Bart Taylor and crew, they all have like dark goggles on and those BMX helmets where it covers the bottom of the mouth so you can't really see their faces. Hey, that's stunts. Stuntmen need jobs too. But the music, oh, it's crazy. here they go. Jeez, I got to do this, what, 5 times, I think? Because they're just now going down the hell track, 25-foot drop. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe if I had tons of gear on and there was $1 million at the bottom of it, if I made it, I'd give it a shot. But just for the hell of it, I don't think I can go down that thing. That's what watching these, when you're watching like X Games or BMX racing that's on ESPN, when all these dudes are racing, I mean, it's like, whoa, some dude just flipped off the track. Especially when you're riding a bike, because when you're pedaling, standing up pedaling, your bike's kind of going back and left to the right super fast. And these guys are like pretty much elbow to elbow riding. The 80s girls cheering. Cheering for the bad guys, the Reynolds and boys and Bart Taylor. Crew does his 360 flip. that's the flip that they show in the trailer. So he actually did it second. He did it twice in the movie. Well, his character, he didn't actually do it. Taya Shire, she acts like she just did this movie to get some extra money, because she's a good actress. She does do what she's supposed to do. But she, some of this, this movie just like she just like bored the whole time. Uh oh, one of the Reynolds boys went down. Looks like Rod. You can see his name. Oh, Duke took him. Not Duke. Bart took him out. Bart's in the lead right now. And he just stops, basically, to wait for Crew. Ah, so here he goes. Crew catches up with him, and then Bart takes off. Bart was, he would have won clearly if he just kept on pedaling, but I think Bart is having a change of heart right now. He doesn't like what his sponsors, Duke, is talking about to him. So Bart and Crew are neck and neck. I couldn't tell you who was behind them because the rental guys are out. Coming to the finish line. Coming around that last burn. Oh, there they go. Start doing some jumps real quick. Slow motion, super slow motion. I don't know who this third guy is. Someone who rides for Skyway. Coming to the finish line. Into the Krispy Korn's General Mills Bowl. Looks like Bart flew out of the bowl, but then they cut right back to him riding. Here they go, up that little ramp, jump thing to the platform. The final hurdle, they say. But up that thing, onto the platform. Ah, some people stashed trying to get up there. Still neck and neck. Adrian, last drop down, the 20-foot drop. Uh-oh. To the finish line. Whoa. 360 spin. Almost wipes out Crew. Crew wins the race. Oh, man. They could at least reshot that scene and make him land it smooth. Because when Crew goes across the finish line, he does a 360 spin. And it looks like it was a little sketchy. Because his foot falls and touches the ground. But it's all right. Hey, man, I can't do it. Uh-oh. Duke Best and his little crony. I guess there's some other bigwigs there that want Crew. Uh-oh. Duke is yelling at Bart. The Reynolds brothers getting mad at Bart because Bart took them out. Well, Bart was having a change of heart, so there you go. Listen to this.
Good race, man. Yeah, it was. It looks like you're out of a job, huh? Yeah, well, you know. This isn't the only game in town.
Now that we're official. Think we got room on the rad team?
Good idea.
Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
What a team.
And that's rad. I love how... Let me turn this down. I love how in these 80s movies... Well, Bart Taylor is now eventually going to be on the rad racing team. But... If you've noticed a lot of these 80s movies, when it gets to the end, they always do like a freeze frame. So what they were doing when they were saying, yeah, welcome to the team, they raised up Bart Taylor's bike and then it froze. And then the music kicks in. Credits are rolling. We got some BMX guys. Martin, what's his face? Can't say his last name. They're just doing tricks. Looks like they're on a beach somewhere. Not on the beach, but like on a, if you go to like Venice Beach or something, there's those cement paths where the roller skaters and all that, they're right there doing, I assume it's California. It looks like it in the background. Eddie Fiola, Scott Clark, Wayne Cohen, Danny Milwee, Rob Roop, Kevin Hull, Pat Lipsky, Kirk Dunn, Martin Apparello, Travis something, Brad Cohen, Glennon, Micah Morello, Richie Anderson, Jeremy Moiser, Everett Rosecans, Brian Blythe, Ron Wilkinson, Jose Yavez, Ron Wilton, Mike Rodriguez, and R.J. Osborne, or R.L. Osborne. That was some of the BMX riders that did all the riding in this movie. A lot of them were stunt guys. A lot of them were just in during the racing and all that. But some cool stunts right now by Martin What's-His-Nuts. Then that announcer said his name during when I don't know if you guys can hear it, but this music is rad. This whole movie's rad. But yeah, that's rad. Awesome movie, 1986. I'm not sure if it's on YouTube. It was at one time. But it's out there. Just search the high seas and you'll find it. But those of you that have seen this, you know what it is. And this movie is just pure awesome 80s-ness. I love it. Hopefully someone puts it out on a Blu-ray or even DVD. A clearer copy. I mean, this copy's clear, but I think you'd be able to clean it up somewhere. I mean, I know it's hard to find the actual negatives of these films, but I'm sure someone has it. But that's going to be rad, ladies and gentlemen, with this awesome music playing in the background. Break the Ice by John Farnham. I'm going to read some of this love theme from Rad by John Farnham. That's what these are called. Thunder in Your Heart. That's what this song is called. It's playing in the background. John Farnham. Jeez, he did everything. Baby Come Back by Jimmy Haddix. Written by Eddie Grant. Electric Avenue. Send Me an Angel. Performed by Real Life. Awesome. Riverside. Performed by the Beat Farmers. Music That You Can Dance To. Performed by Sparks. Never heard of that. Wind Me Up, performed by 3-Speed. Get Strange, performed by Herbert Kahn. Never heard of these things. Caught Up in the Crossfire by the Charm Kings. I think that's the one that they said that you can't find anywhere. It's on the soundtrack album, available on MCA Curb Records. And I'm sure tapes then. Technicolor, Panavision. Re-recorded at Lionsgate Studios. Is that the Lionsgate? I wonder. Yeah, this is rad. Awesome movie. Awesome music. Awesome 80s girls and the beautiful Lori Loughlin. Can't leave her out. Talked about her enough. Watch Fuller House. Watch Full House. You see her on here. They always got to throw that warning. Don't try these stunts. They're all professional writers. If you do it, you're going to get fucked up. But hey, everyone, that is Rad from 1986, directed by Hal Needham. And I love it because it's rad and it's 80s. Anything 80s, I love. But that's going to be it for this episode. I believe this is episode 79. I'll be back later on with something else. I think the next episode is going to be really, really within like minutes long. There was an interview that I did with a buddy of mine. It's really quick, like maybe 5 minutes. So who knows? I'll probably add some other stuff onto it. But hey, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my first commentary attempt with Rad. I don't know if I'll do any more of these. If I do, I am going to do more of these. I'm going to do it with Mike. I think it's funner when I got with someone else. But couldn't find anyone that would want to do this one with me because no one knows this movie. Well, there is people that do know this movie, but none of my friends know what it is. So plus, no one wants to drive all the way to the Ville to do it. But who knows? I would have went somewhere to do it. But yeah. Expect something from Mike and I. I'm going to do Thrashing, and I'm probably going to get a couple of buddies of mine to chime in on that one with me. So not sure when that'll be, but hey, my next commentary attempts will be then. But hey, until then, everyone, stay rad, rock hard, and skate fast.
Where's the war?
Up your ass.
Up your ass? I'd like the long end of this rifle up your ass.